7. Office Hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in a diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, Mike. Come in.
Hi, Professor Oliver. Do you have a moment?
I sure do. What can I help you with?
Well, I really want to take some courses over the summer here, but the problem is I'll be living at home, which is nearly 4 hours away. I couldn't even consider commuting that distance.
No, certainly not. That'd be 8 hours out of your day just for traveling.
Exactly, but I don't know what to do. I can't live away from home because, one, I can't afford to get an apartment, and two, my mom really wants me home.
Well, have you considered taking online courses?
You mean the ones offered by the university? I've considered them, but really, I don't think I could afford them.
No. Actually, they're less expensive than conventional courses you would take here.
Really? I had always thought that they were pricey.
No, actually. In my experience, they don't cost a lot, and they're well worth it. You know, I actually received some of my continuing education credits while taking online courses, so I have an idea of what to expect. They're not particularly expensive at all, especially compared to what you'd have to pay for another semester of college. I assume that the reason you want to take summer classes is to graduate earlier?
Yeah, I'm actually a bit behind at the moment, so it'll help me graduate on time if I can take some summer courses. I haven't come across anyone who has taken online courses until now, so I won't miss out on the vital parts of the classroom experience, like lectures and real communication.
Well, you're a sophomore. I mean, you have 2 more full years of classroom experience ahead of you, so you should get plenty of experience that way. Is it the motivation you're worried about? Like that being at home, you wouldn't be as motivated to complete assignments?
No, I mean, I just worry that there'll be no interaction with the professor. Misunderstandings.
Sure. Lectures can be a great way to learn, but they aren't the only way. You know, when I took one of my courses online, we did all of our discussions on an internet message board, and I think it allowed people to participate more than they usually would in a classroom.
That's a good point.
And some of the lectures will be text-based, so you can reread what you don't get, and maybe even learn better that way.
This is something to ponder.
1. What does commuting demonstrate? What does the professor demonstrate by discussing her own experience with online courses? 3. What does the professor demonstrate by discussing online message boards?